Dr. Dan Roach, Superintendent of Washington Community Schools, with us this morning. Dr. Roach, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Been a busy time the last couple of days, and the response has been great so far. We're looking for 500 signatures, kind of under the gun. Today's the deadline, right?
Well, we actually have 2 days to go beyond this.
Oh,
however, this is a self-imposed deadline simply because we realize that in some situations, the individuals that are signing may have been mistaken, aren't registered voters. So we need a surplus when we actually submit all of the paperwork to the courthouse.
Most definitely. So, 500, you got to have a minimum of 500, but we're shooting above that just to be safe.
Absolutely.
Dotting the I's and crossing the T's. Now, for those that wondering what they're signing, what's going on here, we can kind of give the crib note version of what we're doing with this.
This is simply compliant with state statute that we must have the signatures in order to get the question for the referendum on the ballot in November.
So you're not necessarily agreeing or disagreeing one way or the other. This is just your signature to get it on the ballot. Then the voters will ultimately decide.
Yes, this provides the voters the opportunity to have their say when the November election rolls around. And with that, I might help clarify, because there is some misunderstandings. The election in November is a municipal election. However, we will be paying for polling places outside of the city limits. But this is for any voter within the school district boundaries.
Gotcha. So again, clarifying, clearing up some questions that you may have. You've really had some great response and hearing some neat stories along the way with this process too.
It's been encouraging. What we have come across is the fact that people from various age groups recognize the need currently, but also the value long term for not only the school district, but the community as well.
And, you know, the biggest naysayers, if we can play devil's advocate on the other side of things, there's those that are saying, I think the biggest misconception is what this is going to do to each individual's tax rate.
Right. At the moment, the tax calculator is not on our website. We work with firm, used to be Umbaugh and Associates out of Indianapolis, and they have join forces with another company, so now they are renamed Baker Tilly. They are in the process of getting the tax calculator on the website, but it has to sync specifically with the courthouse information. And from what I've been told, it'll be quite easy. You bring up your own information, and it will calculate for you, because we believe that many people are not understanding that you look at your AV. You get to take your deductions for your personal property and things of that nature off, but it will show you specifically, because our goal is not to mislead anyone in any way when it comes to their own personal circumstances.
And it is going to be on a person-by-person, a household-by-household basis.
Yes, that's true.
So what may be one person you hear, theirs is going to go up such and such, that doesn't mean that's going to be your case.
Absolutely, yes.
And so each person will then calculate it. But the bottom line is the overcrowding is definitely becoming a serious issue at Washington Community Schools.
It is. And as we've tried to help explain to people, the opportunities for our students are limited only in the fact that we have space constraints, and programming continues to change. With the incoming freshman class, we have now what is called the graduation pathways, and we have many opportunities for our students, but there are so many more that we could provide if, in fact, we had the space.
And again, this option that has pretty much been the consensus of everybody is to add a new facility which will house the middle school students.
That's true. We, in doing that, and you know, this was a consensus after about 2 years of input from the public to help alleviate problems at both ends, from the elementary as well as from the high school secondary. So 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th would be housed in this building as it currently stands. The referendum itself, in fact, really deals with capping the dollar amount for the project and the fact that there would be new construction on the property we are obtaining.
Got it. Great information, Dr. Roach. Thanks so much for stopping by. We're going to have you back. He's going to be on a future show on Focus on the Community, so stay tuned for that. We'll go into a lot more detail about what's going on. It is a busy time, and certainly goes without saying, no decision is being made on the fly. A lot of thought process is going into this each and every step along the way.
Absolutely. You know, this is in reality a community decision. To this point and then moving forward as well.
All right. Dr. Dan Roach, Superintendent, Washington Community Schools, we appreciate the visit. Thank you so much. And if you want to sign that petition, they do need your signatures. If you are a registered voter in Washington Community School District, you can go to three locations, right?
Yes, the central office, Griffith Elementary, or the junior high entrance.
Any of those locations. If you can't get there, if you're bound by work and can't get there during certain times, you've even got folks that are bringing the petition out and about.
We have some that are circulating the petitions, or you can call the central office at 812-254-5536, and we will make arrangements to get the petition to you.
All right. Well, again, thank you so much, Dr. Roach. Appreciate you stopping
by.
Time to get back to the hit list now.